Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Now that we're into the final month of the season, we'll split these podcasts up into three different segments, looking at where the 2016 Marlins are, where they've been, and where they're headed. To start, let's think in the present. Dave and Glenn have the highlights. We'll hear from a litany of players and see where we're at with just more than 20 games left. Miami's gotten some bats back recently, not insignificant ones either. Giancarlo's returned, and Justin Bour, too. More on that in a few minutes. But it's been more than 2 weeks since Miami's sweep in Pittsburgh. Since, the Marlins have hit a briar patch of injuries and a slumping offense. Even though the team's batting average looks good, and there's no doubt some of the league's best performers are in the lineup, that doesn't always translate to runs. Here's manager Don Mattingly.
Those areas that we've improved and gotten better, but then there's some areas I think we're still young, where we still haven't learned to drive in that run or have the type of at-bat you need in those situations. So those are areas that we're still growing. And so, again, like what's happened all month, pretty much moot at this point.
Even before those guys got hurt.
Yeah, even before those guys got hurt. It wasn't exactly a juggernaut.
It's true. The Marlins do have the third best team batting average in the major leagues at .267 behind the Red Sox and the Rockies, who get to play 81 games in Denver. But as Mattingly notes, Marlins rank 26th best in total runs scored.
Quite honestly, really, we still, so our averages have been really good, but we haven't really scored. So that's still an issue for this club. And moving forward, that's an area that, you know, we feel like we have to get better. And I, quite honestly, I think we all look at your team, and it's one of the areas that we looked at last year and targeted, that we were fifth in the league, I think, in average last year. I know we're probably up there in average because that's not going to change much late in the year, but we're still not scoring runs.
Individually, last week in New York, Christian Yelich knocked 6 hits, 3 home runs, and 7 RBIs. Still, that finished off his worst batting month of the season.
Obviously, August was pretty rough for us, but you know, to come out here, turn the page, get a win in September, and get off on the right foot was big for us.
That was after the team's 6-4 win in New York, but then the offense reverted and only scored 15 runs in the next 5 games. Given all the injuries, the Marlins have been pleased with the bat of Xavier Scruggs, who's played in 17 games and batted .265. But the X-Man has been extraordinary with runners in scoring position, batting .308 with 5 RBIs.
Stanton second, potentially carrying the first run of the night. There's a line drive left center, going to get through and go all the way to the wall. He shot it right past Cespedes. Ichiro's in to score. Scruggs delivers. Finally, somebody scores. The Marlins take a 1-0 lead with 2 outs in the 8th.
When called up in late August, Xavier's home run line grabbed the attention in headlines, but he only has 1 homer at the major league level. Still, power's a big part of the approach for Scruggs.
Nothing I try to create too much. It's just always kind of been there. So hopefully I can use that here, and that can be big for me. And I'll just keep working on the same approach I've been having. So hopefully that works.
Scruggs has the power to pop, but even more potential for Blastoff return to the Marlins lineup this week when Giancarlo got reactivated.
Back deep on the infield, here's the pitch. And a ball rocketed out into left center for a base hit. Here comes Echevarria to third. And Marlins are at first and third with 2 outs on the Stanton pinch hit single.
That was his first hit in 3 weeks, but for right now, G is just limited to batting. But at least the Marlins have Giancarlo and Justin Bour back too. Bour got activated off the 60-day disabled list and played his first game in the field on Wednesday. On the pitching side, the Marlins have used 13 different starters this season, to the tune of a 4.11 ERA. The most recent was Jake Esch, who in his first major league start allowed runners to reach but did just fine, allowing 2 runs over 4 1/3.
Here's his first big league pitch, and it's over for a strike to Reyes.
Esch made his debut, but one of the pitchers who's been around all season long and a constant is Jose Fernandez. Even he felt the team's struggles in August, and even a few outings in July.
This cold baseball, man, is tough. You know, I can promise you that, you know, we're out here grinding, and we're giving everything that we have because, we know how close we are, and, you know, we know what we can accomplish, and, you know, we're giving everything out. You know, we're leaving everything on the field, and it's just, you know, unfortunate that it's not happening for us right now.
Jose Fernandez is great, but what about Jose Ureña? Since August 16th, he's had a few up-and-down games. He has 2 wins and 3 losses, but he's held opponents to a .243 batting average. Urania's another one of those arms who's made one of 13 starts from different men this season. He started 8 ball games and totaled 65 innings for the Major League Marlins.
Yeah, I feel confident. The thing is, like, I've been more patient. Think about whenever I make any pitch, think about I can get one out with this pitch.
So again, for now, we'll focus on where we are. The Marlins just over 20 games left in the season, batting .250 since August 1st, but still in contention for a wild card spot. Even with 12 wins since July, A.J. Ramos summarized the race right now and the team's approach. They're not out.
It's been a tough month. You know, a lot of injuries, guys struggling at the plate, guys struggling on the mound. Starting pitching has picked us up. You know, they've been pitching really well. It's been one of those tough months, you know. But can't give up. We're still right there in the thick of things. So look to bounce back tomorrow.
Tomorrow and every day from here till at least October 3rd. The Sluggers return to the lineup now, and some other bats have found a hot streak, like Ichiro.
2-1 to Ichiro is hammered high in the air, deep to right. Back goes Borges, at the wall, Ichiro's hit his first of the year.
For as happy as the entire team was to turn the page away from August, Ichiro welcomes the month of September with 9 hits in 27 trips to the plate. So there's just a short while left in this 2016 season, but the Marlins bring some of their biggest bats back and the starting pitching has been constant. Opponents will have to change how they attack the Marlins now, and Miami has to do a self-evaluation as they get healthy again.
Sometimes just having those names in there again changes things or changes the feel of what we're doing. To have Marcel back, he's been out a few days, he hasn't been out that long, but to get JB back and to know that Giancarlo's, you know, pinch hittable, things like that, it's a different feeling for sure. You forget what it looks like, to be honest with you. It's been so long without JB in that lineup, and it just changes things around.
Now the team has the Dodgers, who we haven't seen since April when the Marlins swept 4 games out west. The weekend series will be at Marlins Park, including a Jose Fernandez and Clayton Kershaw matchup. Get online at Marlins.com or visit the ticket office to watch the final month and playoff race. As always, you can join the live broadcast with Hall of Fame Voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn, and Glenn Geffner at MLB.com. Use the MLB at Bat app, tune your radios to 9:40 a.m. in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and listen along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.